I felt that the two major threads in the book, my family and my music life, I thought that structure was part of the reason I thought it might be an interesting story to tell. My dad, you know, he was in pretty deep with drugs, and that was, for the most part, a secret. You know, it was his secret life, and then when we finally knew about that, it was sort of our secret for a while, and in ways, my band life was my secret life. When you're living in a state of denial or repression, or what you're feeling is going to come out one way or another. And for me, you know, I was really drawn to extreme music and extreme adventure and extreme performance. I think that's really what the music life was for me at that time.
You've been in three bands that were based out of Detroit. You were in Thoughts of Ionesco, Leaving Rouge, The Holy Fire. You also have spent some time as a solo artist. Even though those times were crazy, to say the least, looking back, do you feel like you had a successful music career when you were in those groups?
No. Not at all. Music was always just such a struggle for me. For me, it's not really about, oh, I could have, you know, made $1 million or made a living doing this, so much as there was something I really felt the need to express through music and songwriting that I wasn't able to get to. I look at my life now and I can draw a line back to music through so many of the people in my life and so many of the good things in my life. You know, in that way, it was a successful journey.
You actually have a history with Kalamazoo. You were an instructor at Western Michigan University. Tell me about that time. When were you here?
That was the year 2001. Writing really led me there, actually. I won a contest, and I actually had no idea that colleges had writing programs and things like that. So for a moment, I hooked into Westerns and taught some classes there and lived in what they called the student ghetto at the time off Wheaton. I just found it to be one of the most peaceful places I've ever lived in. It just really agreed with my nervous system. I lived there for 2 years, and I try to get back whenever I can.
What was it that made you decide to make this subject matter the focus of your first book? Most artists, when they decide to write their memoirs, their music memoirs, it's several years down the road. What was it that made you decide to make this subject about your family, about your music? What was it that made you decide to have this as your first book?
When I was at Columbia, I took a class called The First Book, and it was the reading list was all first books by well-known authors. And it was also spoken about in that class that, you know, first-time authors write the book that they feel they have to get out. And this was just the story that I had to get out. I think it was why I started writing, was to take this story on. And I also knew that I had a dialogue with myself that was something to the effect of, okay, you want to be a writer, you think you can be a writer, well, you'll find out on this story, because it's so important, and it's so important to me, and I didn't want to fail. I didn't want to fail these characters. I wanted to do justice to the scenes, and I knew I would give it everything I had. I can also say, and I'm not bashful about talking about this, but I had my last drink on December 17, 2008, and I think I wrote the first chapter a couple months later, and I don't think that was a coincidence. You know, I obviously was going through a whole lot, figuring out how to live without alcohol, and I transferred a lot of that compulsion into this project.
Was there ever a point where you felt like, were you afraid of becoming your father in the idea of having this life where you were able to kind of pull it together, but in your private life, it was just, things were completely messed up with drugs and alcohol and things like that. Was that kind of a catalyst for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. That, just to try to break that chain. And I was, in my own way, certainly reliving his life. You know, the part of this book was putting some things out there that I've never told anybody, and that I feel I had to, because otherwise I'd just be carrying them around as I had been for the past 12 years, 15 years, and I didn't want to carry those secrets anymore. And